This is a part two to the previous one. I hit it right across my forehead at a reasonable walking pace, and I was stunned. I actually was dazed. I could have even had a concussion for all I knew. I managed to get to work, but I had a whizzing head the rest of the day. And, that was not nice. Scaffolding is a bane to blind people, believe me, it really is. Because you just don't know how high it is, how wide it is. And guide dogs do a wonderful job of dealing with the obstacles they can see, but something that high, they can easily miss.
Well, you knew how high it was when you hit it.
Well, I did, but I was a bit late then. So that was my second experience that was not very... very pleasant. People have tried to guide me over the road with my cane before now, grabbing the end of the cane, and they're on elastic, so they pull apart when they do that. I lost one cane. I used to go to Liverpool matches because I'm a fanatic Liverpool Football Club fan, and I used to have a season ticket and go to Anfield, and I actually had struggled to get home one day because I'd gone with my cane, because at that time they didn't allow guide dogs, they do now. And someone had literally tripped over my cane and bent it so that it was like a U shape. And I had an awful job getting home. I had to buy a new cane. I never apologised or anything, ignorant swine. But so canes can be... Once they're broken, you've had it. You have a real problem getting home. So at least that doesn't happen with a dog. Mind your dog can get injured and you have a problem. But so, you might get a story from Jess later about a long cane. Then she's just remembered something. But yes. So there are my couple of mishaps I had in my time in London. I'm sure there are others, but they're the ones. The mattress one particularly springs to mind. I'm glad it wasn't a piece of glass. That would have been not very nice. Or a mirror. Anyway, take care, everyone, and have a good Saturday. And, enjoy whatever you're doing.